Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Well, Brad, I've officially booked another trip. I know you're still going again for the second time in, you know, less than a year. You're still going before me again, but I have booked my trip for the end of next year. So, I've at least got some happy news about going.
And since we discussed it pre-recording, I am not going to discuss...
You're not going to shame me about my choices?
Yeah, I'm not going to shame the cost of your trip and point out to you how I could save you like a third of your trip cost by simply staying off property and buying some slight... Honestly, the ticket discount isn't even that much. I think it's, what, $160 over what you got with Genie Plus included for your entire trip. But at the same time, yeah, the majority of that is your stay,
yeah,
which is just great because you're staying at Pop Century, right? Yes. So it's not like
the Value Plus Resort, the one on the Skyliner.
Though you were paying extra for the Skyliner and everything, so whatever, you really enjoy that aspect of things, and so more power to you. Like, the same thing for anybody who listens and they're like, you know what, I've heard everything that you say about off property and I still just great, stay on property. You know, you're the one who makes sure that Disney keeps sticking it to you with more fees instead of to me, so that's a win-win for me. I'm good with that.
One thing though that I knew about before, but it's like hitting me, is when I go to the Disney website and, you know, they have a little section for Magic Bands. And one of the things is, you know, hey, make your selection. And you click on that and then you realize, oh yeah, these things aren't free anymore. And they're like an extra $10 to $30 in some cases, depending on
which is quite the range.
Yeah. Yeah, like the regular old one color flat ones you used to get for free, they're $10. And then there are some that are 15, you know, 20. I think the most expensive ones are $25, and they're all like exclusive ones. And honestly, the most frustrating thing about it is there's a Soarin' Magic Band and a World Showcase Magic Band that are very good. And like, if I was gonna get one, now that they all cost money, it's like, if I'm gonna have to pay 10, I might as well pay 20 and get one that I really, you know, would like. And stupid Disney accountants got me again.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that you could take that exact same price difference and you could say, hey Jeremy, you're getting the normal, you know, the base colored one or whatever for free. Or for $10, you could have this one that's normally, $35? Because don't they give like a $15 discount essentially?
Yeah.
Off the, yeah. So but you see, could have, but if it was the difference between free and 10, that would be so much bigger in your brain than the difference between 10
it.
And 20.
Right. Yeah. I would never do it if it was between free and 10. But now
right,
that I have
but at
to
this
pay
point,
something.
You're like, I'm already going to pay 10 to get something I don't really want. So why wouldn't I pay? And you don't have to pay 10 because you could pay nothing, because how many you have multiple Magic Bands in your home. I know that you do.
Yeah.
And you have Magic Mobile, which can do basically everything that a Magic Band can at this point.
What is the battery life on a Magic Band?
It's a couple of years, I think.
Because the last time we went was 2019, and we're going basically at the same week, 2022. So it will have been 3 years almost exactly between trips.
You might be bumping up on the end of that. I see that.
That's my fear.
As I Google this, I'm seeing 2 years but that's also just the long range. But the long range is important because that's going to be your ride photos and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my plan is, for me at least, to just use my phone/Apple Watch to do everything. I don't know what my wife will want. We'll see when Magic Band Plus comes out if she wants to get one of those. But yeah, mine.
That's definitely going to be in that $20 to $30 range, I'm sure.
But yeah, my plan is just to use my watch since I already wear it. It just makes sense to me. But yeah, that was kind of one of those like, oh shoot, you know, that's I don't know. It again, it's not that much, but it's like the burden is going from paying nothing to paying something, you know, and once you're paying something, then the whole like what sunk cost fallacy kicks in, and it's like, well, you know, 0 to 10 is exactly the same, but 10 to 20, but I don't know. If I get one, I'll probably just end up getting a standard one color Magic Band and then hooking it up to my watch band like I did last time.
So here's something else to think about. Now, it does matter whether or not you're willing to wear two bands,
right.
But
yeah.
Unless you're getting one of the limited editions that has like the special stuff at the tap points, most of these, like I would assume that Soren one, even though it's got a lot of different iconography on the band, usually the pucks are solid. Mm-hmm. So you buy it once and then you can always replace the puck with another solid color one.
That's
when that
true.
One runs out. So then you're only out $10, you know, and essentially that thing can last as long as you want it to last.
Yeah. And it is important to me that I avoid wearing more than one thing. So I would,
right.
like I said, probably just end up connecting it to my watch band like I did before. But that is a good point about taking the, you know, this Soren band, since we're talking about it, as a navy band and a navy puck, but you could put other colors in there and it would look fine. You know, a white puck would look fine in there, red would look fine in there. Like, you could replace that with other colors and it would look like it was supposed to be like that.
Yeah, I am the same type of person who I'm really don't want two things on my wrist, so it's either going to be Magic Mobile or the little holder for the puck. But honestly, the $10 thing is kind of brilliant because I was sitting here thinking, well, I wonder what I could get a secondhand, you know, or an off-market Magic Band for. And I'm like, what number is going to be lower than $10?
Right.
That's going to be low enough for me to say, I'd rather do that than just get one directly from Disney, shipped to me. And know that there's no funny business, you know, that it's not one that's already 3 years old or something like that. There's not a number. So that's it's a great price point because it's going to get them 10 more dollars that they weren't going to get, but it's also low enough that I'm not going to bother trying to get anything else. And for you and me, it is what it is, but for, you know, the once in a lifetime trip person, they're absolutely going to do that. And again, because of that whole I'm already spending money thing, they're way more likely to say, oh, I want this one that has Mickey Mouse on it. That is going to be $20 or whatever it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're betting on...
Congratulations, Disney.
They're betting on your multiple $1,000 trip. Adding 10 or 20 bucks to it is, you know, it doesn't seem like that much money. You know, it's like buying a car and getting options and stuff. Well, if I'm paying $30,000, you know, $32,000 is not that much, but it's $2,000. You know, they're just betting on you not thinking about $10 as anything because your trip is so expensive already.
Right. And you still have the free option of doing an RFID card, but you're going to look at that and go, well, I could get that for free, or I get a souvenir for,
right.
You know, $10 to $25.
And no souvenir at Disney costs $10. So how can you afford not to?
You could get those little twirly straws, you know, that have that make the Mickey Mouse head. I think one of those is $10. So it's probably about the same.
And that's the gift that keeps on giving. That's enjoyment every time you drink a beverage.
That's very true. So there you go. That is more worthwhile than a Magic Band. Jeremy approved.
Also, since it's the end of 2021, Magical Express is going away in 5 days, which is a sad, sad thing. RIP Magical Express. I think there was an article saying that the Magical Express signage is starting to disappear at MCO. Yeah, on Friday. Friday's the last day you can magically express to Disney World from the airport.
So I'm kind of wondering, with the Magical Express leaving and all of that signage going away, I have to assume it's only some matter of time before we start seeing that signage on eBay and stuff like that, right?
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, Disney usually gets rid of a lot of that kind of stuff. I'm thinking,
how does that work? Does Disney put it on eBay, or did they, like,
they
who puts that on eBay?
But usually it's Theme Park Connection and some of those other places, you know, that you can sometimes get that stuff from. I'm just wondering, because I'm thinking, you know, maybe I could get a Magical Express sign for my carport.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I try to see the good in this. Okay, Magical Express is going away, but I get something cool for my carport, so it's not all bad. Yay! I don't see any on eBay currently. I'll tell you that much.
Well, we also got news this week about another competing bus service. We already knew about Mears Connect, but another service called Sunshine Flyer is going to provide bus service to and from the airport for Disney guests, which I think is good. I think having some competition in this space, since now it's kind of a free market, is good. Always. That's going to cause, you know, that's going to make Mears do better and make Sunshine Flyer do better. And I think that's good. It remains to be seen, you know, what these services are truly like. I guess we'll know on Saturday when Mears Connect starts, what they, you know, truly offer and what their service is. But Sunshine Flyer did release their pricing, and they are $17 for an adult one way and $34 round trip. And then for a child, they are $12.50 one way and $25 round trip, which is interesting because Mears Connect is $16 and $32, you know, for an adult, and $13.50 and $27 for a child. So Sunshine Flyer is $1 more, or $2
each
more
way.
Round trip.
Yeah.
$2 more round trip for an adult, but $2 less round trip per child.
Yeah. So if you're two adults and two kids, it's even, and then, you know, start adjusting the math for your party, and you'll start to see the difference.
So, yeah, Sunshine Flyer has, I think, the smarter, is doing the smarter thing, because, yeah, like you said, two adults and two kids, the price, you know, it comes out in the wash. But the more kids you add, you're then saving money. And even though, you know, it's $2 per kid, that matters to people, and especially their buses are themed like trains, you know, so you're not just in a Mears bus, you're in like a cool looking bus, which I think matters, because the Magical Express buses, you know, all had fun theming, and even though these aren't Disney themed, I think theming is still a nice addition that doesn't really cost them anything, but it makes people notice the buses on the road, and it makes it more fun for, you know, kids especially.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where the Magical Express was themed, even though sometimes you would end up on a Disney Cruise Line bus.
Yeah.
Or if it was really busy, you'd end up on a Mears bus.
Yeah, a big yellow Mears bus.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, they're gonna do theming on the bus. The driver's going to be dressed like an engineer. You know, they're going to do QR codes for loading on the bus, which I think is great.
Yeah.
Because I was never a fan of the whole letter thing for Magical Express. That was one of the stupid things to me. So I'm like, why do I have to keep up with this piece of paper, you know, on that return trip to make sure that I get to get on the bus? Because if I don't have the piece of paper so that the bus driver can check it, I can't get on. Like, I have this magic band on. I used it to get here. Why can't I use it to get back? But I think with these buses, so I am kind of leaning towards the Sunshine Flyer, and it's strictly because they've got the you know, theming and stuff, because other than that, it looks like all things are equal. But one of the things that I think is kind of interesting about both of these is there is absolutely no benefit monetarily to booking a round trip ticket, right?
Right.
So
yeah,
I'm
the
also
round
looking
trip
at this,
is exactly twice as much as the one way.
Right. So I'm also looking at this going, well, heck, wouldn't the smart thing be to, you know, book my trip to the hotel on the Sunshine Flyer and then see how I feel about the Sunshine Flyer when I get to the end of my trip?
Yeah.
You know, when I get to the hotel, and if I'm like, wow, that was garbage, then I would just book a Mears Connect for my return trip or whatever, you know, rather than booking the Sunshine Flyer the whole way and being like, well, that stunk. Great. I get to do that in, you know, in 7 days again or something like that. I mean, I guess the advantage to that would be that you know that you have a return trip. But
yeah, I guess it remains to be seen how busy these are and how far out you do have to, you know, book.
Right, but I do know that Sunshine Flyer, I'm not sure what Mears Connect is because I didn't look it up, but I was looking at the Sunshine Flyer website, and they have a 72-hour full refund. So possibly, you know, just book one on both of them for your return trip and cancel the, you know, cancel as needed if you know, both of them offer that 72-hour full credit policy or something like that. Actually, they do say credit towards future tickets. So if they stunk, I would still be... I don't know. Decisions to be made there. But yeah, it seems silly, but, you know, having a driver dressed like an engineer and, you know, a little paper train hat for kids and a bus with train stuff on the side would maybe push me to do that, even though, again, I'm not ever going to be using these because that would require staying on property, and that's a no-no for Brad now.
One thing neither of these services offer is luggage handling. Still
though
no
they,
way...
Though they say, maybe.
We hope. Which, that leads me to my big question about luggage handling. Why can't they just do it? Is that an Orlando airport issue or a Disney issue? Who is not letting them pick up your bags?
Because
I don't understand why they couldn't just go get your bags, why they couldn't issue you a little strap to put on the handle like Disney did and go get your bags.
I think it probably has to do with like security stuff because they are not the owner of that bag. So it probably has to be worked out with the airport, and then they're delivering something onto Disney property, and I'm sure Disney wants a cut for that. So there's, you know, so it's probably a little bit of both. Like, everybody's going to want some palms to be greased to have that happen.
Well, I mean,
is what I anticipate.
It's just, we know the infrastructure exists at the airport because Disney's been doing it for a decade.
We know the infrastructure exists for one company to do it. And one company who had deep pockets and was willing to pay the money to do that.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess
was
deep.
Part is part of the reason that, you know, Magical Express ended because the airport tried to jack up the prices on Disney, you know, and Disney's like, nope, we're no longer gonna deal with that or something, you know, because we don't have to have it anymore. Because honestly, looking at all of this, looking at Magical Express ending, looking at these alternative services, I just continue to be dumbfounded is the right word by it. Like, I'm just at a loss for why this is happening.
Yeah.
Because to me, Magical Express always seemed like the most brilliant thing. One of the most brilliant things Disney has done.
It was literally the most brilliant thing.
Hey guys, we're gonna just get you to the resort. Don't worry about it. It's all on us. We're gonna make it super duper simple. We're gonna go ahead and get your bags there, and then we'll make sure that you get home too. We'll get you back to the airport. We'll make all of that super simple. Oh, you want to go do something that's not at Disney? Well, then you're gonna have to get a car, or you're gonna have to get a taxi, and then you're gonna have to deal with your own bags.
It was perfect for them. and mostly perfect for the consumer.
Right.
It was a win-win.
It kept you in the Disney bubble, and that is the thing that I keep banging my head against is why would they let you out of the Disney bubble?
And I've heard that, you know, we've talked about the fact that it's really easy to get an Uber and a Lyft and whatever, but it's the same thing with the Magic Bands. It still costs something and it's still trouble, and that is going to stop some people from going. Whereas now there is no the friction is already there. You are going from a completely frictionless experience to something that there's friction from the get-go. And again, people that have to pay to get from the airport to Disney in some way, whether that's renting a car or doing one of these services or getting a cab or whatever, they're having to pay already. So then for them to say, well, we have the car rented already, or like, we'll just get an Uber and go to Universal or whatever, I think that is a much less shocking thing, or it's a much easier sell to them because they've already paid all this money. Whereas, yes, when I was in Disney, when I was at Walt Disney World in 2019, it would have been trivial for me to get an Uber to go somewhere, to go to Universal, to go do something. It was trivial. It would be easy and cheap. But I didn't, because it's still, I don't know, I was given this, I got this service to get me from the airport to the thing and back. So, like, having a separate means of transportation was not even something I was thinking about. And so then I had to, like, introduce this brand new thought process to my trip. I don't know. I'm having a hard time explaining what I'm thinking, but just if you're already having to jump through all these hoops to get on property, it's much easier to say, well, yeah, and I'll just get a car and go, you know, to another park or whatever. So I totally agree with you.
Or it's way more tempting to go, huh, Brad's right. I do save a lot of money by staying. And like, I know that I'm being somewhat facetious here.
No,
but there's
you're
truth
right.
in that.
You
there's
are absolutely
100%
correct.
Truth in that.
Because that is, again, what that's, I think you said that's one of the smartest things they've done. I think it is the smartest thing they ever did.
I don't know. They did build the monster too, though. Don't forget about the monster.
Yes, they did. But I'm just, from being the go-to person to most of my friends and family, I could tell them about attractions and shows and food and all these things. But when I told them that for free, for nothing extra, we know that's built into the cost of your trip, but for nothing extra, when you get to the airport, all you do is walk downstairs and get on a bus and go. And then when you're done, you go to your, you know, the front desk at your hotel, drop off your bag, and it'll be at the airport when you get home. That was the thing that sold a lot of people. Or that was the thing where they went, oh, really? Like, and these are people that don't care. These are people that, you know, are like, hey, I want to go to Disney World or whatever. That's the feature that really got their attention. And again, yeah, like you're saying, it was really great for Disney because of all the lock-in and because of the good word of mouth. And it was really great for most consumers because most consumers are going to go and they don't really want to leave. So
let's be honest, as an adult, that might be the most magical thing about your Disney vacation.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about the bags, and I don't have to worry about how we're going to get to the resort. I don't have to worry about where it is.
Yeah.
I it's all taken care of for me, and I don't have to worry about when to get back to the airport and how to get back. Like, the amount of logistical,
yeah,
you know, stuff, the mind space that was suddenly cleared up by that is not small by any stretch. So
I have only ever looked out the window as I was being driven about Disney property. The amount of anxiety that I feel when I think about, like, oh man, I'm going to have to drive that. I'm going to have to figure out my way around all these, like, twists and turns and stuff. And once you, you know, once you get off the freeway and you're on Disney property, you go through main gate, you're still 15 minutes away from your hotel. You know, like, just the amount of anxiety that gives me, like, I'm going to have to figure this out. I don't like it. Like, that's bad. And so I would never rent a car. I don't want to do that because I'm very unfamiliar with the property. And so one of these bus services is it for me. And so, or a cab, you know, whatever.
So Jeremy, we all know that the truth of the matter is you haven't booked anything yet because you know that mini e-van service is going to return, and that's what you're going to end up getting. But barring your mini e-van service option, which bus are you going to be booking on? Are you going to spend the $4 extra for a train, or are you going to do Mirrors Connect?
If I had to book today, I would do Sunshine Flyer for the same reasons you said. I like that they're going the extra mile to be fun about it. And knowing nothing about either of them, I would pick Sunshine Flyer. Luckily, I don't have to book one of these for a while.
Luckily, you can wait for some reviews to come back and say, oh, okay, yeah, no, that one sucks.
I've got 6 to 8 months before I need to book anything. So hopefully by that time.
Yeah, you assume. You don't know how popular these are going to be, man.
Yeah. So I my thinking is I'm not leaving for almost 12 months. So I do have hopefully 6 months at least before I need to book one of these. And I'll know by then which one is bad and which one is good. And maybe by then they'll have luggage handling. And at that point, I would do the worst bus. Like if there was Sunshine Flyer that didn't do luggage handling, and there was Mirrors Connect that didn't do luggage handling, and then there was, you know, Timbo's super trashy old bus service, but we get your luggage and we're good at it, I would do Super Tim's trashy bus extravaganza. Like, in a heartbeat, I would ride in an old dirty bus if Timbo handled my luggage. That's how important that is.
And you would pay Timbo a lot more than you would pay for either of those other two services and still do it with a smile on your face.
Yep. I'd pay $50 per round trip if old Timmy would please get my bag. I don't want to do that.
All right, Timbo. Well, you heard it. And you know, those signs have just been replaced to say airport shuttle pickup and drop off or something like that. You know, the old Magical Express signs, that's what they replaced them with. So there's nothing that says that Timbo can't stop there.
Timbo needs to use that extra $14 he's getting and put Timbo's big junky bus service up on there with baggage handling.
I like that it is never the same twice, except that it always has baggage handling involved.
It literally doesn't matter. If Flintstones car bus service, you have to pedal, but we'll get your luggage. I'm in.
Oh, man. That's what I want to see.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. You can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.